ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 1 टेक्स्ट 47 वरानुबंधा Tivrena Jane Nachuta Satmatam Nitao Punar Hare Parshvan Jagmatu Vishnu Parsadao Vairanubandha Tivrena Janina chuta satmatam Nita punare parshvam Jagmatur vishnu parshadau Vairanu bandati vrena Janina chuta satmatam Nita punare parshva Jagmatur vishnu parshadau Vairanu bandhap tivrena Dhyanena chuta satmatam Nita punare parshva Jagmatur Vishnu Parshadau. Vairanu Bandati Vrena Janina Chuta Satmatam Yitav Harin Harir Parshva Jagmatur Vishnu Parshadau. Vairanu bandhati vrena Janena chuta satmatam Nita punaharer parshvam Jagmatur vishnu parshadau Vairanu bandhati vrena Janina chuta satmatam Nita punaharer parshvam Jagmatur vishnu parshadam Matajis Vaira anubandha Bond of hatred Tivrena Consisting of acute. Janina by meditation. Achyuta satmatam to the effulgence of the infallible Lord. Nitao attained. Puna again. Hare of Hari. Parshvam the proximity. Jagamatu, they reached Vishnu Parsadau, the gatekeeper, associates of Vishnu. Translation. These two associates of Lord Vishnu, Jai and Vijay, maintain a feeling of enmity for a very long time. Because of always thinking of Krishna in this way, they regain the shelter of the Lord, having returned home, back to Godhead. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Whatever their position, certainly Jai and Vijay always thought of Krishna. Therefore, at the end of Mausalalila, these two associates of the Lord return to Krishna. There is no difference between Krishna's body and Narayan's body. Therefore, although they visibly entered the body of Krishna, they actually re-entered Vaikuntha Loka as the doorkeepers of Lord Vishnu. Through Lord Krishna's body, they returned to Vaikuntha, although they seem to have attained Sayujya Mukti in Krishna's body. Vairanu Bandha Tivrena Jnanena Chuta Satmatam Nitao Punar Harer Parshvam Jagamatur Vishnu Parshadau. These two associates of Lord Vishnu, Jai and Vijay, maintained a feeling of enmity for a very long time. Because of always thinking of Krishna in this way, they regained the shelter of the Lord, having returned home back to Godhead. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Miritanjena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. And I'll read the last verse, because there's a very short purport. Sri Yudhisthira Vacha Vidvesha Taita Putre Katam Ashin Mahatmini Pruhi Me Bhagavanyena Prala Dasya Chutat Manatmata. Maharaj Yudhisthira inquired, O my Lord, Narada Muni, why was there such enmity between Hiranyakasipu and his beloved son Prahlad Maharaj? How did Prahlad Maharaj become such a great devotee of Lord Krishna? Kindly explain this to me. Purport, all the devotees of Lord Krishna are called Achyutatma because they follow in the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj. Achyuta refers to the infallible Lord Vishnu, whose heart is always infallible. Because the devotees are attached to the infallible, they are called Achyutatma. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 7th canto, 1st chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled, The Supreme Lord is Equal to Everyone. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Giranjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So herein, the situation of Jai and Vijay, because they thought of the Lord, even though it was in enmity, the key word here is because they thought of the Lord. Dhyavana tisthena yoga yogina. Because they meditated upon the Lord, they achieved the ultimate goal of life, returning back home, back to Godhead. Prahlad Maharaj, we read in the last verse, he was born in the family of Hiranyakasipu. And even though he was trained by Ananda and Ananda and Samarka, the two demon teachers who taught him economic development, religiosity, and sense gratification. Sense gratification, economic development, and religiosity. This is the demoniac teaching. Even though he went to the school of the demons, he remained fixed in devotional service. He remained fixed in meditating upon the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nowadays, people are very proud of their education, but our Srila Prabhupada said that PhD, one time he said, PhD stands for Pilot Higher and Deeper. I don't want to say what we're piling higher and deeper, but I think you know. They're so proud of their education. Just like these teachers, Ananda and Samarka, Sunanda and Amarka, the two teachers of the demons. They were proud to teach the children sense gratification, so-called religiosity, and so-called economic development. Srila Prabhupada stated, where is that university, or where is that educational system which teaches the science of the soul? They can teach you so many sciences, the science of this body, the science of the mind, psychology, the science of so many sense gratifications, astrology, so many sciences there are. But where is the science of the soul which teaches you that I'm not this body, that I'm part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? That education is missing. So when the teachers, Sananda and Amarka, taught the materialistic sciences to the students, Prahlad Maharaj specifically was unconcerned. He was uninterested, because he had received in the womb of his mother the teachings of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, it is so important for our mothers to teach their children well, to give them Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, even within the womb. Chant the Samsara Dhavana prayers to the children, even in the womb. I know the mother of my children, she chanted Samsara to my daughter and my son when they were, before they were born. And they were immediately attracted to come to temple. Of course, I'm not so sure right now. They're still attracted to Krishna, but you don't see them so much. They love prasadam. They love the samsara prayers. And they heard them since in the womb. They ate Krishna prasadam since in the womb. Such important science of Krishna consciousness. So Prahlad Maharaj had received this, and he was protected. When his father asked him, what's the greatest thing that you learned from your teachers? And he said, what's that verse in Sanskrit? Huh? Shravanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam parasevanam archanam vandanam dasyam sakyam atmanivedanam iti pumsarpito vishnu bhaktis chennavalakshanau kriyati bhagavati adau. That hearing, chanting, remembering, serving, praying to, offering everything to Krishna, this is the purpose of the human form of life. Hiranyakasipu was furious. Prahlad Maharaj went on and told him more and more verses. Matirna Krishna paratak pitova vitova padyeta grihavritanam adanta gopir visatanta misra punak punas charvita charvananam. Unless you smear the lotus feet, the dust from the lotus feet of the spiritual master on your head, unless you take his instructions and serve the bona fide, authorized Vaishnav spiritual master, then you can't understand what the goal of life is. Nate vidu swargagati hi Vishnu durashaya. You'll take false shelter. They're taking shelter in this material world of so much sense gratification, so many sciences. And we trust, we put our faith in material sciences. I went to one doctor, and he put a specific catheter in my chest. 4 months later, a few weeks ago, it was, infected. So they sent me to a different doctor. And he looked and said, "Who's the idiot who put this catheter in?" I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "First of all, it's the wrong size. And second of all, it's in the wrong place." I said, "Oh, that's the head of the Department of Vascular Surgery at, Cedars-Sinai. He said, "What an idiot." So I looked at him, and I was, as he's putting in this 10-inch monster in the shoulder, through the skin and through the muscle and tendons and ripping to shreds everything through the vessel, I was thinking in my heart of hearts, how do I know if this guy knows what he's doing? I looked at him, I said, "This really hurts." And he was like totally indifferent. I prayed to Krishna for days. I came to the temple and I prayed, "Krishna, please." Of course, you're not supposed to pray for material benedictions. And we don't go to Krishna for sense gratification. But it hurt so bad. And I couldn't even think about it. And I couldn't even function. I prayed to Krishna, "Please, is there anything? Can you help me?" And Krishna wouldn't respond. Actually, he's never responded to me, but that's very intimate information. I think he responds externally. I went again and prayed, "Govinda Mari Purusha, please, Krishna, can you stop the pain? I'll do anything. I'll be good. I'll serve you. I'll dedicate my life. I won't eat any candy, anything." No response. Finally, I prayed again. And somehow I heard a resounding voice in my head. I'm not sure whose voice that was. But I heard a voice. And it said, "Did you ever hear of the mini mart over next door?" And I was like, "Yes." It said, "Do you think that they've got some extra strength Tylenol?" And I went, "Oh, yeah." And I went and got extra strength Tylenol. And Krishna took the pain away. Now, I'm not saying that that voice was Lord Krishna. It was just a voice. But it was sent somehow or other. That Krishna protects and saves his devotees like Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj's father was so infuriated when he saw that his son was not taking up materialistic life that he took a vow to destroy his son, to kill his 5-year-old son. Can you imagine? People are killing their children within the womb because the child is a living entity. One so-called religious group told me, "Well, the soul enters the womb in the second trimester." But we know from Srimad Bhagavatam that the soul enters the womb, karmana daiva netrena jantur deho upapadaye. At the time of conception, the soul enters the womb. That's when it's a baby. The time of conception. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, Hiranyakasipu had 5-year-old son, and because he was a servant of Krishna, and because he was preaching Krishna consciousness, and he wouldn't take up materialistic life, and be a total karmi, he would rather see him dead. He threw him under an elephant. He tried to administer poison. He had the heebie-jeebies, what do you call? Chindi-chindi, raksha-raksha, bindi-bindi. He had the chindi-bindis. I think that's what they were called. Big demons come and try to stab him with pitchforks and spears. And Prahlad Maharaj, as you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In any condition, one poet one time said, I've been high, I've been low, I don't know which way to go, but I'm taking shelter of them holy names. I've been poor, I've been rich, I can't tell which is which, but I'm taking shelter of them holy names. This was the temple president of the Atlanta temple some years ago. He made some beautiful Krishna conscious poetry, which I am fond of. That no matter what condition of life, we may be poor, we may be rich, we may be high, we may be low. We may be healthy, we may be ill, but we take shelter of the holy names. Prahlad Maharaj, he took shelter. His father couldn't kill him. Nothing would destroy him. Krishna himself cannot be stopped. Of course, this material body, ultimately, we have to give up. But we take shelter like Prahlad Maharaj of Krishna. Chant the Maha Mantra and engage in Krishna service till the very last breath. Maybe you've heard before. Srila Prabhupada was in the elevator in New York, 55th Street in 1976. And the next day he was to leave to Tehran. And he had a cold. He was ill, coughing, not feeling very well externally. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, Srila Prabhupada, maybe we shouldn't go to Tehran. Let's cancel the trip and stay here and rest in New York. And Prabhupada said, maybe you know, I want the benediction to be able to fight for Krishna till the very last breath. And devotees were silent. They went to Tehran. Prabhupada preached, even though externally. Even Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada was stricken with dropsy, failure of the kidney and liver. His father also had the same external disease. Prabhupada asked the devotees, you take me to the West because I want to strengthen the devotees. I want to go to England and America. And Prabhupada went to London, 1977, in September, 2 months before he passed away. He was down to maybe 100 pounds, 90 pounds. Externally, not good. But Prabhupada had the devotees take him on an airplane to London. Even he had to undergo an emergency operation in London, wasn't it? Because of some terrible problem. Still, he went and chanted with the devotees, gave his darshan, and strengthened the devotees in Krishna consciousness, like Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was afflicted with so many troubles. Poison He offered the food to Krishna. Namo Vishmurai Krishna Pastaka Kaleshimati Bhakti Varan Swami Tenamani Namaste Saraswati Devam Gaur Vani Pacharni Devasesa Sunyavati Paschati Desitani Namo Mahavani Yaya Krishna Prampadai Te Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gore Tuse Nama Namo Brahmani Devai Gova Mani Tai Chajagatai Krishna Govindai Namo Nama. Four nice prayers. I don't know if they had the first two in the time of Prahlad or even the third. I'm not sure what mantra he used, but our mantras, we use four nice mantras. You offer the prasad, and the prasad became transcendental. He ate it. No poison. They threw him in a vat of boiling, was it ghee or hot water? Oil. Couldn't even afford ghee. Threw him in some coconut oil or whatever. What's the cheap stuff? Hiranyakasipu had him thrown in oil. And Prahlad Maharaj was unaffected. Who can imagine the amazement of the story of Prahlad? Because he was taking shelter. So we may not be Prahlad Maharaj. They stick a little needle in us and we scream. At least I scream. I have to admit. And I rationalize that Brahmins cannot tolerate pain. I heard some story. They put some needle, but Krishna is protecting. You're not your body. Your spirit soul, go on serving me despite any inconveniences. Your parents may not like Krishna consciousness. Hiranyakasipu did not like Krishna consciousness. He was very upset. He wanted to kill Vishnu. And ultimately, Krishna came as Nrsingha Dev to take away the misery of Hiranyakasipu, as he had Hiranyaksha, his brother, in the past. So our parents may not like Krishna consciousness. My parents, when I became a devotee, they were, my uncle is the first vice president of the Continental Bank in Evanston, Illinois. And they were training me up to be a banker. I was working with them sometimes in the summer, staying at their house when my parents were out of the country, uncle on my mother's side. So they were very upset that I didn't become a big banker. Of course, somehow or other, I'm doing the banking for the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust. I think it's better than the Continental Bank. Transcendental funds, making the reports, doing the accounting. So I became a banker. But they wanted me to become a materialistic banker, have a materialistic life. They were very upset. They were really upset because I was attending University of Illinois when I met devotees. They were very upset. But they admitted one thing, and I always remember this because it was very significant. At the time, like most kids, Savas, Naikatma, everybody, Archita, I was taking so many experimental things. And after they saw me in the temple just for 2 months, they said, well, you know, the amazing thing is your eyes are straight again. When we look at you, your eyes are very straight and happy. Because for a long time there, your eyes were a little dopey. For some strange reason, they weren't sure. I had those, what do you call, dopey, droopy eyes that were that people get in the material world due to different circumstances. Krishna consciousness immediately straightened out the eyes, made them blissful, and they were actually grateful. Well, your eyes are straight and happy, kind of clear for a change for the first time in 3 years. And then, of course, later, when they met the children, when the children were born 15 years later after brahmachari life. Oh, then they were very happy. There's children. There's Atogri Hakshetra Sitapta Vitaire Janasya Mohoyam. Ahamameti, he's got a little house. He's got a little wife. He's got a little kids. So life will go on thinking he is his body. They appreciated then when there were children that, okay. And my father would call my son Ram Nam. He couldn't pronounce Ram Nomi. So he said Ram Nam, which is very nice. The name of Ram. And he used to call him Nam before he passed away. And by calling him that name, he was benefited. So parents, so-called loved ones, they're not going to like Krishna consciousness because we're declaring war on material nature. We're saying, finished. You're not your body. Material education is useless. Mundane degrees are useless. Having a big house in the suburbs is a waste of time. Buying a big car and having a big boat is only causing you pain. They don't like it. That's juxtaposed to materialistic life. Juxtaposed to what we learned. And we're preaching. Give up everything and just think of Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna. Worship Lord Krishna. Serve Krishna. Live like a pauper. Give up your beautiful dresses. And, of course, we have beautiful saris. They're even more beautiful than the dresses. Give up your dress and wear a $8 dhoti and a $6 kurta in India. Govinda's times three. That's transcendental. Very transcendental. It's worth much more. Wear simple clothes, drive a simple car, serve Krishna simply, have a simple bank account, eat simply, no meat, fish, eggs, intoxication, gambling. They can't understand. How could you possibly enjoy your life? But devotees, Prahlad Maharaj, and his servants and his followers, they're enjoying life from within. They're enjoying the internal benefit of Krishna consciousness. The external, we can enjoy for a few years, and actually it's mostly suffering. Even my best friend in school, he told me, after we were engaged in some terrible sense gratification, he was like, this is what everybody's talking about? That's all there is? This is it? That was the big sense gratification? We were very bewildered. There must be something more than just mundane sense gratification. And there is. Prahlad Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada have shown us there is Krishna consciousness. There is taking shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, following in his footsteps and serving him with your heart and soul, and dedicating your life no matter what. No matter what the situation may throw. People may be happy with you. People may be upset with you. You may have a delightful external situation, or it may be a very painful external situation. That comes and goes. That is karma. But we take shelter of Lord Krishna and shelter, like Prahlad Maharaj, of the holy names and are given full protection by Lord Krishna. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.
Yeah.
How many you need?
One mic and then probably...